This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everybody listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we broadcast from our studios, our ministry center here in Austin, Texas, keeping the fire burning on the altar. And, well, it's great to have everybody here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPN Radio. And we're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." And remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, is edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners and prayer partners. So, it's good to have you listening today here on BPN Radio. It's going to be an exciting time as we broadcast live. And we also want to welcome all of our Facebook friends. And Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber are here, my daughter-in-law, an associate, Ruth, and Allison Kieber. And it's going to be a big, big day. Come on, ladies, and join me here. It's going to be a big, it's going to be a big, or we're working the equipment. It's going to be a big, big day. And Allison, just want to, before we get started, talk about Prophetic Thursday, because we're getting so many, we're getting so many requests for prophetic words that we're, sometimes it just kind of seems overwhelming. I've got all these in my hand today. And so sometimes it gets overwhelming. So we are enlarging and expanding. And talk about Prophetic Thursday for just a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're expanding. We're answering the call of our faithful church members and loyal listeners and extending more of the prophetic to you. And so what an honor it is. I think our maiden voyage for Prophetic Thursday, we had nearly 5,000 people who have joined us on Facebook Live. I haven't looked at the true number, I know it's close to that. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, just so honored that we get to work in this ministry. Like Dale said, just so many people hungry for a word. And, you know, I'm in prayer all week over these names and just, all of a sudden God will give me a word and, you know, write it down. Don't let it fall to the ground, like you said, and write it down. And so excited to just keep walking out in that ministry and provide that to all of you. So we appreciate you liking and sharing our broadcast, as well as, you know, our broadcast on Facebook as well. But, you know, if you don't have Facebook, you can tune in on the radio. You know, maybe you're driving in your car and you can't watch on Facebook. So tune in on bpnradio.com and you can just go to the TuneIn app and listen to us there on BPN Radio. So, you know, hitting you from a couple of different areas where you can really tune in and not miss it. And I think the biggest thing about Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday is just I encourage people, if you put your name down or, you know, even if you're listening, you know, you're desperate for a word from the Lord and maybe you didn't get your name in. We've had a couple of people who I've gotten a word for that didn't necessarily have their name down.
Right. I know. I heard that.
And so we get words and, you know, we just deliver it. We're just vessels, right? We're just delivering the words and prophesying in part, obviously. And what fun. This is so fun to be able to do this. So we're excited, you guys. We're excited. Thank you.
We are excited. And Allison Kieber, of course, will be hosting Prophetic Thursday. That's 10 o'clock. That's 10 a.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. And Ruth is going to be co-hosting Prophetic Tuesday. My daughter-in-law, she's worked with Gina for a long time. We're excited, aren't we, Ruth?
We're excited. It's a new day. It's awesome.
Yeah, and so I'm glad that you're going to be working with me and co-hosting, and we're going to be praying for people. We don't know exactly all that we're going to do, do we?
No. We just flow with the Holy Ghost.
But it's going to be a good. It's going to be good. I'm going to have you to pray in just a moment.
Okay.
But I would like to remind you also. I think we're on Dale Gentry fan page and Dale W. Gentry. I believe we're sharing that to Dale W. Gentry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got it all under control.
Yep.
But I also would like to remind you that we have so many requests coming in for the prophetic. We're expanding a little bit more, not only Prophetic Tuesday. I know this is kind of overwhelming, Allison. Prophetic Tuesday, 10 a.m. Central Time. Prophetic Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Time. And starting next Monday night, that is next Monday night, we will have Prophetic Monday. And it will be at 7 p.m. Central Time. And it will be hosted by some spiritual kids and grandkids, Callie Hargraves, who's a great prophetic voice, and she is the mother of country music star Ray Lynn. And then we'll have Todd and Cindy Mooring, my spiritual son and daughter. They will be hosting with her, plus a 4-time Grammy-nominated nominee, Leland. He'll be there prophesying. And Leland is up for Song of the Year, by the way, this year. We're so proud of him. Song of the Year, Contemporary Song of the Year, and also Worship Song of the Year, his Lion of the Lamb song. And Jack Mooring, one of my spiritual grandsons, who is the son-in-law of Michael W. Smith. So they're going to be doing a team effort every Monday night, 7 o'clock, on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live. Wow.
That's awesome.
It's kind of overwhelming. I mean, to think that we can minister to people across America and around the world. Now, remember, when we prophesy here, it could be a now word, something God is doing now in the very near future. Could be a future word, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard before, something you already know in your spirit. Or it could be a new word. Something you never heard before, you never even thought about. The Bible says in him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. In other words, there's some things you've never even thought about that God wants to do in your life. And remember, when you get a prophetic word, you cannot receive it with your mind, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. You have to receive it with your spirit. And you don't necessarily have to receive a word. You say, well, I don't believe that word's for me. I don't bear witness to that word. Well, just lay it aside. But if you bear witness to it, say, I believe that's a word for me. I see that. I heard that. I can do it. Then you write it down. Jeremiah 32, write it in a book. And then you begin to speak. In the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So I believe that we literally speak our worlds into existence. We do. And so you take the Word, you begin to speak it, and you begin to hear it, you see it, begin to say it. Remember, you form your words, your worlds by the words that you speak, and God, then you just begin to walk it out. Then you do something. You hear something, see something, say something, do something. Okay. Well, we're about ready. Remember, if all the words that we have given, most all the words that we've given over the past many weeks are archived on breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And if you just go to the left of the website, you will find every program that has been recorded, and you can listen to your prophetic word. So, and there's many, many people, as Allison keeps repeating, that we've never got to, but we're going back and looking and searching, writing names down, and we won't get to everybody. But as we prophesy to one person, you may say, hey, that word is for me. Or maybe the Holy Ghost will speak to you in the middle of it all. How about that? So come on, ladies, let's pray. Ruth, why don't you get in here and lead us in prayer? We'll set ourselves in agreement. You guys get ready now.
Well, I just want to share something real quick that the Lord has really put on my heart before I pray, because my daughter Taylor and I were visiting last night and actually reading some scriptures and praying about the program today. And she got a word that I really wanted to share that I think is going to be so important. And if you are in that place that you've just got a lot of words that are coming at you, a lot of voices that are speaking to you, and you as you are hearing those things, you're confused, and you're distracted and you don't know which way to go or which journey to take or which path to take, that's going to be my prayer for you in just a moment, is that those words are not from God. Our God is, He is of peace, and He is of favor, and He's a blessing, and He is on your side. And so if it is a God word, and as we said, we want to get everyone a word because we know how important that is, that you hear from God. And so if you don't get your name called today, you don't receive a word today, our heart is to touch every name that comes in and every person. But God is actually, that's just through us, as Allison just said, we're just the vessel. But we do want to you to know how important you are and how important your prayer requests are and how important your needs are. But we just want to share, I want to share that with you, that if you are getting a lot of confusion and distraction, that is from the enemy. Our Lord brings peace, and He brings direction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from the words that you'll receive today, I believe you're going to have peace. Yes. And it might be a now word that you're just going to jump up out of your chair and run that direction. It might be a future word that you've got to walk some things out. But there will be peace in that. I believe that with my whole heart, because our Lord is of peace, and He wants everything good for you. And so I just want to speak that over you. And so I pray right now. I pray for everyone that is listening to my voice and that will hear this later on throughout the day, that they have peace. The peace of the Holy Spirit will just flood them.
Yes.
And any distraction, anything that is not of God, anything that is bringing confusion, that will be broken. The enemy has no voice in your life, and you can do what God has called you to do. So I just encourage you, Holy Spirit, I say, encourage them. Give them the supernatural strength, the supernatural encouragement, bring everything that they need to them to walk out your word, your direction, your plan for their life. Your plan is perfect. It is purposeful. It is of peace.
Yeah.
So, God, I just pray now for everyone listening that they have your wonderful peace.
Yes.
And that's what I pray for today in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Ruth. And why don't we just pray in the Spirit? You say, well, how do you receive prophetic words? Well, I pray in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And as I pray in the Holy Ghost, in my prayer language, God begins to give me revelation. I begin to hear things. So let's just all pray in the Spirit for a little while. Kura briete de vishara bukura briete. Nanda aru sikiboto sikiboto ramate seraba ute. Manda rabriete rabashara brute. Holy Spirit, come and anoint. Anoint this prophetic Tuesday in Jesus' name. Anoint our spiritual ears. Just put your hands on your ears. Say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a word from God. And you know, I have learned over the past 50 years of full-time ministry that one word from God can change your life forever. It can. And serving as a prophetic voice for the past 35 years across America and around the world, I've just had so many people share how one word from God changed their life forever. And I believe it's going to happen today. And I'm so thankful to be a prophetic voice in this nation and nations of the world. As this broadcast goes out across America and around the world and Facebook Live anywhere in the world, there's an internet connection. We're grateful and thankful. And so we're going to share some prophetic words, and we're going to go for it. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Okay, boy. I have a word today. Let's see. I have a word for Doug from Bixby, Oklahoma. Evangelist Doug, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Doug, that when the brook dries up, it's time to go to Zarephath. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a portion of your ministry, which represents the brook Cherith, is drying up. And there's been a lot of provision over the many years that you've been ministering. But now the brook is drying up and God is sending you to Zarephath. What does that mean? That means that God is sending you into a new dimension of signs and wonders and miracles that are going to be happening, and new territories that you have not, in crops that you have not harvested, as well as lands that you have not, wells that you have not dug, and lands that you have not plowed. And so it's a new season of signs and wonders and miracles, Doug, from Bixby, Oklahoma. And when I give these words, the ladies, if they have an addendum, they'll share that. So Kara from Juneau, Alaska. Has either one of y'all ever been to Alaska?
I have not. Nope.
Oh, they've not been to, and I've not been to Alaska. I've been to many states and many countries, but Juneau, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Kara, get the word out. Tell the story. Help others do the same. Things that are happening in your life as well as other lives need to be proclaimed. Broadcast these happenings and coming happenings across Alaska, across America, and around the world. I see you being interviewed on national and international TV, as well as internet, concerning what is happening in Alaska. There is a stirring in the state of Alaska. Incredible things happening. Okay. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I've been up since about 4 o'clock this morning, just praying and seeking God and asking the Holy Spirit to give me words for people. Rusty and Ann, Pastor Rusty and Ann, I have a word for y'all from Sealy, Texas. Remember, when I give a prophetic word, it's not a chapter or a book. It's a word. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. So it's a word. You say, what about the rest of it? Well, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal it to you, will enlarge it and expand you as you speak what you have and what you know. You know, the Bible said that Job's life began to turn around when he began to speak what he knew. Speak what you know, and then the Holy Spirit will enlarge you and expand that. So Pastor Rusty and Ann from Sealy, Texas, it's time to elevate. The buzzword, the key word is elevate. God is about to elevate you. It's time to develop new strategies for new fields that you both will give oversight to. You've reached a new demarcation of new ownership. Don't let the fruit spoil on the vine. New vineyards have been prepared for you. And one of those vineyards will include a dimension in the secular world. Changes are in motion. Don't be afraid. Changes are in motion. It's time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ben and Susan from Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, you don't, your city's not required. I know that Allison promotes you to bring to give your state where you're from, and that's fine. That's okay. I don't have any problem with that. But there's something about when I call out your city, there's something that rings in my spirit. I can't explain it, but there's something about your city, because the city that you have been planted in, you have ownership, you have authority in your city. There's something about you working in your city is because you've been assigned there, been planted there. So Ben and Susan, Charlotte, North Carolina, hear the Holy Spirit saying, what are you waiting for? So many times we wait for a certain sign or all sorts of confirmation that turns into confusing opinions. That's what Ruth talked about, confusing. Do what is in your heart. That's what the prophet said to David, do what is in your heart. The Lord is with you. And so many people, they're doing things that's not in their heart. And do what is in your heart. The Lord is with you. Don't say 4 months and then we'll do it. There is a way to do it. The runway, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the runway has been prepared for you, and the control tower is getting impatient. You like that word? The control tower is getting impatient, huh? The control tower is getting impatient with you because you've sat there on the tarmac too long, the runway, while others are behind you waiting for your obedience.
Yeah.
So you've been cleared for departure.
That's good.
You've been cleared for departure. So you can fly and you can fly high. Remember, God has your back. And there are new territories that are waiting for you, the call of God on your life, is not in question. It's now your turn to take your step of faith. So somebody needs to say, you need to say, Ben and Susan, it's our turn. Huh? It's our turn. Sometimes we defer to other people. We think, well, I'm a gentleman, I'm a lady, I'm just going to defer and let them get in front of me. No, don't let nobody cut in front of you, because it's now time to take that step of faith to deliver and pour out what has been poured into you both for so long. Casey from Juneau. Hey, we got two people from Juneau, Alaska.
I love it.
And I see you, Casey, as a revivalist. What is a revivalist? One who knows how to operate with the Holy Ghost. And they have the ability to preach, to prophesy, and to lead prayer. Mm-hmm. I see you as a revivalist responding to the mighty revival coming to Alaska. There we are again. It's going to break out all over Alaska, and people will brave the cold to get their hearts warmed by the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on your state. Casey, you will be right in the thick of it, laying hands on hundreds of people who will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. What's about to happen in Alaska will be similar to the gold rush. My goodness, could this be a word from God? Will be similar to the gold rush that came to that state. Many people will come, and there will be those who will stay, raising up churches to shepherd the many that will come to Christ in Alaska. Spread the word, Casey. You're about to be used of God like never before. Why don't you come and pray, Allison, for Casey and the Holy Ghost gold rush in Alaska. Could that possibly be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh? All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the calling that you have placed on Casey's life. God, I thank you for the title that you have given her, the title of revivalist that you have placed upon her life, that Lord, that she walk out into that word and just really own that, God. And I thank you for, I love that, the gold rush, right? The gold rush that is about to, but here's what I hear, Casey, is that the gold rush, it means so much more than just financial blessing, right? That yes, there's a financial blessing that's coming, but gold rush, meaning that people are going to be changed, right? There's going to be generations that are changed because of the work that you are going to do today, not tomorrow, not the next day, today. Start walking out today. It happens because you're obedient today, not because you wait, but because you walk it out today. Whatever that looks like, that each step will just be revealed as you walk it out. Each step will be revealed. Each small step will lead to bigger steps. And then in between, there's going to be some small steps and there's going to be some giant leaps. And you're just going to have to step the small steps when he says to step the small steps. And you're going to have to take the giant leaps when he says to take the giant leaps. But here's the thing is that I hear God saying that the reason why you've been given the title of revivalist is because you were like Paul and his heart that he had for the churches in which he planted. And I think of the church of Thessalonica, that he loved them. He loved them so much. He didn't care about the riches. He didn't care about the fame. He cared only about the people. He cared only about the people, and that love for the people spread through the church and through generations. That love. And so I hear that same anointing on you, is that you've been given the title of revivalist because you love the people. You love the people like Paul loved the church, right? Like he loved the church so much that he promised that he would be there for them, that he would come back to them, that he would find a way. And I hear that same thing for you, Casey. And I praise you, God. I praise you for the word and the anointing that you have, and that what you're about to do, there's no coincidence that we see more and more names coming in from the great state of Alaska. This huge, huge state that it may be a few, but a few, like we know, like I see a fire. How do you start a fire with a little tiny flame? But then you can create this massive bonfire. This massive bonfire from this tiny little flame. Casey, you're this little flame. But the bonfire does not even exist if you don't let your flame just have its way. And so I just praise you, God. I praise you that with each additional step, you just open up, you just open up the vision for Casey and what is What is hers to go claim, territory to go claim.
Yes.
I just praise you and I thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray.
Lord, we pray for the revival that's about to begin in Alaska. We just intercede over the state of Alaska. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that he has made room for many of you in Alaska. I see a major migration to Alaska. Hallelujah. And the word is going to spread all around the world. I see people flying to Alaska, even in the dead cold of the winter. Hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Spirit being lit. And we just call for the fire of God, the flame of the Holy Ghost, the flame of revival to spread throughout the state of Alaska. I call it the nation of Alaska. Hallelujah. So there's many that are going to Alaska. And I believe, I got some words here. I believe Christopher and Diana from Kingsley, Michigan, I believe that you will go to Alaska. I believe that you're not going to go to Alaska, but you will go to places in the north, countries that are physically and cold spiritually. You guys were made for adventure. There are communities that are calling your name, including Alaska.
Yeah,
get ready. You don't need. You don't. Hallelujah. You don't need a passport. You don't need a passport to go to Alaska, but places north of there, you're going to need a passport. So get your passport. Get ready for Alaska. Get ready for other countries, cold countries. You were made for the cold. I was not made for the cold, but you were made for the cold weather. Hallelujah. So we just give a call for people that are go to Alaska to be involved in the revival that is coming to Alaska. Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. Hallelujah. I hear you calling to the states and the nations of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I've just been having the past several weeks, I've just been having this personal revival. It's like I'm just getting a fresh start in the ministry. It's like, even though I've been in ministry 50 years, it's like, hey, I'm getting a personal revival. Something is breaking forth in individuals. And I believe the Holy Ghost wants to give you a personal revival, a personal confrontation like you did with Jacob, where you just take hold of God and say, God, I'm not going to let go. Do you bless me? Things are changing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Michael from Oklahoma City. You must understand that things that appear to be out of control are not out of control, just out of your control. And it may be troubling to you. It seems like everything is out of my control. But, and even you say, well, everything's kind of out of my control. It's being scrambled. But he's bringing everything into a divine order. What may appear out of order, he is bringing into a divine order. So take your hands off and allow him to do his work. Allow him to do his work. So you can do your work. God's got to do his work in you so you can do your work. Hallelujah. It's a pivotal time in your life. But I'm here to tell you, Michael, it's all going to work out. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to write a song about that. Okay, Cody, from Denton, Texas. Young Cody, I see you being thrust in the political world ahead of schedule. You are ahead of schedule. One who becomes a voice for your generation to those who are in authority. From those who are in authority, they're going to give you the opportunity, the privilege, and the open doors. I see the Holy Spirit empowering you, promoting you, and advancing you in the area of governments. One who will speak to your generation and for your generation. You will speak to your generation and on behalf of your generation, presenting a cause to your generation, amplifying your voice. Giant killing days are ahead of you, Cody. Ebrote, aronde, sicobroote, giant killing days. Hear my voice. Read my lips. Giant killing days for you, Cody. Giant killing days are ahead of you. Hallelujah. 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 Polly from Alamogordo, New Mexico. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you seemingly have gotten lost in the crowd, but new revelation is coming from the Holy Spirit to advance you in ways that will give you a place in his kingdom and ways to help others who feel that they too are insignificant. You will help them find their place. Find their place. You will eventually be helping provide for people coming across the border. You will help them merge into a new society, using your governmental connections to influence their lives while ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless Polly. Polly from Alamogordo. Magordo. You've been to Alamogordo, haven't you, Ruth?
Yeah.
You don't get there from here. I don't know. But you can get there, but not from here. But the Holy Ghost knows where you're at, Polly. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Dave Bell. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to call your last name. We tried to call your first name. But anyhow, David Bell. We all know who you are. From Lincoln, England. The time has come. I hear the Holy Ghost saying for you to quit tippy-toeing through the tulips. Isn't that amazing? The Holy Ghost would tell you to quit tippy-toeing through the tulips. It's no time to trying to get everything in the proper crosshairs or waited. Everything is just perfect because you are a man of excellence, and it's not time to wait to have all of your T's crossed and your I's dotted. Here the Holy Ghost saying it's time to move forward in the assignments that have been laid out before you for many years, including, Dave, your incredible gift of healing with signs following. Mm. Your meetings will grow in number, and your books will be translated into many different languages, and your incredible gift is going to be followed with signs following. Your meetings will grow in numbers. People experience the power of a healing Jesus.
Yes.
So don't put limits on yourself or your wife or your God.
Yes.
Don't put limits on yourself, your wife, or your God. Okay,
yeah.
David?
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Say okay. Okay, Dale. All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Nations are waiting for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. I see you laying hands on thousands of people with incredible demonstrations of his power and the glory of God coming until you just say, God, I don't have any more strength. I just see you being carried away because of you. You've given out so much. Valera from Joshua, Washington. You know where Joshua, Washington is?
I have no idea.
She does not know. Allison does not know where Joshua is. But it sounds like a good word, doesn't it?
It does.
Joshua? Hear the Lord saying it's a day of new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask Allison because she's from Washington. It's a day of new beginnings. It's springtime in your life. Springtime in your life, Valeria. And it's time to allow yourself to rest, to dream, and then possess the land that he's assigned to you. He's going to give you a major entrance into the entertainment world. How about that? In the entertainment world, you will sit in high places with special assignments waiting for you. Well, we just bless Joshua. Our audience in Washington is really increasing. There's something about Washington.
Yeah,
that's
hungry.
Where you used to live. Why don't you
They're
speak
hungry.
Blessings over Washington?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You know what? I actually, I'll speak blessings over the entire Pacific Northwest. And I know that there is something that's stirring there in the Pacific Northwest, and it's a hunger and it's a thirst, and I just see people who are saying, forget about religion. I want a relationship with my Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to feel his presence. I want to know his voice. I want to hear the sound of his voice. I want to feel him. I want to feel him on a daily basis, and I just pray blessings over all of you in the Pacific Northwest who have that hunger, because here's what he's saying. He's saying, it's here. I'm here. I'm here. You can have it. You can have all of it. In fact, that is why I left Holy Spirit to be here with you. It is not for the select few. It is for you. I hear people crying out going, how come I can't have that? Why can't I have what they have? And you can, it's in you. And I pray that blessing. I pray that, that there's people there who are struggling financially, and that financial struggle, you know, it's keeping them from coming closer into a relationship with God. And they're saying, oh, the enemy is attacking me. And I hear God saying, stop giving him the credit, I, God, have taken everything away so that there is only one thing that you can focus on. How about that? I eliminate everything so that you can focus, so you can regain focus and you can come back, and that he can bless you. He can start to bless your socks off because you're not focused anymore on what you can do, the might that you have, and that your focus is on your King Jesus. And I just pray blessings over all of you who have a hunger and you have a thirst. And I just pray that as you feed that hunger, as you feed that thirst, as you quench that thirst, that you find that it's fed and it's quenched by diving into the Word, by having time with Him. It's not going to be fed to you by man. It's not going to be fed to you by woman. It's going to be fed to you by Jesus. All of the other ways that you're out there searching, it's right there. He left it right there for you. It's just very simple. Just open up the book. And even if you don't understand what you're reading, don't worry. He will help you. He will guide you. And he will bless you that each and every day that you find time to eliminate the excuses, eliminate the distractions, and that you come into relationship with him. And I just, you know, here's the thing. Imagine this. What's your greatest relationship that you have right now that you feel like you have? Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your fiance. Maybe it's your children. I don't know what that is, but think of one of the best relationships that you have and why you have such a great relationship. You have a great relationship because you spend time, because you care, because you sow into that relationship, because that there is a love that continues to deepen there in that relationship. And so if you want to have a relationship with your King Jesus, you have to apply all of those same fundamentals. You have to spend time with him. you can't sit there and pray for all of the answers, yet you're spending no time with him. And I have one word that I got okay. from somebody who left right. a name really quick. Sorry, I'm supposed to be on Thursdays, not Tuesdays. I don't know where I wrote it. Quiet. We don't want dead air. Okay. Deanie R. I heard this word so powerfully the moment that we saw your name come in. And God said, why do you doubt what I have already shown you? And I hear you saying, God, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. And he says, but Deanie, it's because you're tired because you keep working, trying to work on your own merits. And I've already given you the tools. I've already told you the words. I've already shown you in the light, and yet you continue to doubt that word was for you. And it's why you grow tired. It's why you grow weary, because it's like you've missed it. And so I just encourage you, Deanie, to go back into any words that have already been spoken over you, words that you've written down in your prayer journal, words that they've been sitting there in your heart and you can't make them go away. They're just sitting there, and you think that they're not for you. He says they're for you. They are absolutely for you. You don't have to be tired anymore. The answer is right there. And I just praise you, Jesus, for that word for Deanie. It's in your name we pray. It's in your name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, somebody magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Lord, we are so thankful for the revelation that you're giving and the words that you're speaking to people right now. In Jesus' name, we love to work with the Holy Ghost. We love to work with you, Holy Spirit. We're very thankful and grateful for the words that you are giving and sharing with us. Scott and Shayla. Is that how you pronounce Shayla? S-H-A-I-L-A?
Looks like it.
Is that Shayla? Yeah. Okay. Scott and Shayla from Pratt, Kansas. I know where Pratt, Kansas is. I hear the Holy Ghost saying curtain call. What? Curtain call. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit gives us buzzwords. And like a while ago, I had a buzzword of elevate. This is curtain call. And it's time to put your feet in the waters and start doing what you have been talking about for hours at a time. The two of you. Ears, eyes, mouth, and now feet. Ears, you hear it, and then you see what you've heard, and then you say what you have heard and what you have seen, and then you got to get your feet out there. Faith without works is dead, being alone. The curtain's going up. You better be ready because the curtain's going up, and ministering angels are ready to help you. Okay. Tanya from Amarillo, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you need to keep the main thing, the main thing. Too many options in your life, too many options. The one thing, this Paul said, this one thing I do. Preparation time is in full bloom. The Holy Spirit has prepared you, now prepare yourself. The Holy Ghost has prepared you, now prepare yourself. Now remember, there's a natural and a supernatural. The process is being completed. Cooperate with the process. Your future has been determined. Prepare yourself like Moses for a time on the backside of the desert. Don't pick green fruit. Wait for the fruit to ripen. Mm-hmm. God has not forgotten about you. Your name is written on the palm of his hands. Here's a word for, boy, this is a good session. I love this time. You say, what would you like to do in life? Well, if I just had the energy just to prophesy 24/7, just to stay here and just get prophetic words, it'd be great. Gado and Marielle, what is that? How do y'all pronounce that? Marielle? Huh? What do you think, Ruth? You call that Marielle?
I do, yeah.
Gado and Marielle. I like those two names. From Mahopac, New York.
Mahopac,
yeah. New York. Okay. Mahopac, New York.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, Gado and Marielle. I see God placing major finances in your hands to help finance the end time harvest. You are entrepreneurs. You are business people. You know how to attract money. You know how to attract silver and gold to disperse into the end time harvest. Witty inventions, God ideas, major sales, and international connections. Follow the Holy Ghost wherever the Holy Ghost leads and distribute the gold and silver, particularly from Asian nations. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Everybody take a deep breath. Woo! Hallelujah. Bob from Joplin, Missouri. It's time to possess your possessions. Don't wait for the stars to align. Your gifts are making room for you. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to go where you're celebrated. Go where you're celebrated. Amen. Some of you have been ministering to people that have not accepted you. They won't receive you. Go where you're received. Go where you're celebrated. Go where they're waiting for you with open arms, saying more, more, more. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Lisa from Houston, Texas. I hear the Holy Ghost saying a major assignment is coming your way, accompanied by major endorsements. You have prepared yourself and you're ready for this next assignment. The favor of God is upon you because of your clean hands, pure heart, your desire to please Him, your passion for life. Lisa is contagious. There's some pleasant surprises awaiting you during the next 12 months. And I just pray over you, Lisa. You represent the millennial generation. Ruth, I want you to come and help me pray for the millennial generation. You have a couple of daughters and two sons that are in the millennial generation. You know, recently we have, and I know you have great passion for this, Ruth, but we recently celebrated the third anniversary of Young Preachers International. Leland and I, we had a preaching contest over three years ago, and we invited all these young people to come and give us 5 minutes of preaching. And, you know, I had a lot of people question, what are you thinking about having a preacher contest? But it wasn't about the contest. It was about giving a platform for young people. And so a few days ago, Leland and I celebrated by hosting a program here on BPN Radio. And the amazing things have happened. The person that won the preaching contest, Kyle Wilson, he's now on staff at one of the largest churches in America, First Baptist Church of Dallas. You used to be a part of First Baptist Church in Dallas.
Yes.
And so he's now the singles director, the young people's director of First Baptist Church in Dallas. And then we have another young lady, Egypt Ali, and she is traveling with some of the best-known singers in America. And God is just opening major doors. And she's going to be in the Grammys next year. She'll perform at the Grammys. She has a poetic anointing, gifting, and she'll be performing at the Grammys, Egypt Ali. And then we have Brandon Bumgarten, who is now... He's now one of the leaders of the Republican Party of the state of Oklahoma. Oh my goodness! And all these young people that have given what since they entered the preaching contest, since they become a part of Young Preachers, the millennial generation. I want you to pray with the millennial generation. Your part, your daughter, and my granddaughter Taylor Gentry. She just starting teaching this week, right?
Yes, she is.
And she's a representative of the millennial generation. My granddaughter, your daughter, she's Megan. She's going to Texas Tech. Well, yes. Just go ahead and pray.
Well, Lord, I just speak to all these millennials or these young people. I just speak that you step up at this time. This is your time. It's your time. And I just say that. Again, any distraction is off of your life, and it is broken. And so I just say, step up and follow the call that God has given you. And it's actually kind of exciting. I'm going to side note a little story. So Taylor was talking to another young person last night. They were just chatting back and forth by text. And God is just so awesome. And he's just waiting on you. So all that are listening to my voice, I'm going to tell you that. He is waiting on you. So I just pray that you say, yes, Lord. Stop saying no. Stop saying not now. Stop saying later.
That's right.
Stop saying yes to the other things that are distracting you. Start saying yes, Lord. It is your time. It is your place. It is your generation. You're called to do it, and you have a voice. In fact, your voice is probably so powerful that you're missing this opportunity. So I say, stop saying no and start saying yes. So, Lord, I just encourage each one of these kids to start saying yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever you want us to do. I think the reason I love the millennial age and the passion is the creativity and the fire they have and the enthusiasm. So I just pray that fire of the Holy Ghost in them, the fire that is already in there, it's just birthed to follow the Holy Ghost, whatever you want them to do, and that they start saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I can't repeat that enough. Yes, Lord, now is the time. I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting another day. I'm not waiting until I graduate. I'm not waiting another hour. I am stopping right now, and I am saying, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, to yes. your will, to your call. The fire of the Holy Ghost is upon you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ebroto rimetusikite. Ebroshe matoribite. Receive the anointing. The anointing. Mm-hmm. I just reach out to you right now. May the anointing of the Holy Ghost come upon you to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. In Jesus' name. So I bless you, Lisa, and I bless all you millennials, and I bless you parents that are encouraging your sons and daughters to do the will of God. To do the will of God. Hallelujah. I'm getting carried away. Melissa from Crosby, Texas, there's a special anointing resting on your life, reaching out to those who are confined in forgotten places. You will make known the plight of the widows and the orphans, those in nursing homes, mental institutions, and even veterans. Yes, you will. Those who have been displaced and seemingly have no place. Those who have been displaced and seemingly have no place. You'll minister to them. How about that, Melissa from Crosby, Texas? What do you think about that? Those who have been displaced and seemingly have no place. You will be a self-appointed voice. So, some of you, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, are waiting for an appointment. Why don't you just appoint yourself? Now, I do believe in confirmation. If you get a word, why don't you just take your word to those that you're accountable to? That'll be fine, your pastor or those you're accountable to. But sometimes you have to appoint yourself. You say, I'm going to appoint myself. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying you'll do it when you do it. And those have been seemingly displaced and misplaced. You'll be a self-appointed voice for this people group. A self-appointed voice for this people group. Many will respond inside and outside the church world. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Your passion for the lost is going to be immeasurable. Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida. God has been with you these months of valley days. Valley days. Creating a new composure. I knew a school one time that called themselves Valley School. I don't want to dwell in the valley. Hallelujah. Too long. Creating a new composure to minister to the homeless and those without hope. And Fran from Dallas, Texas, the Holy Spirit is moving you into a special place of one-on-one ministering, giving counsel, words of wisdom, others drawing from your deep wells of spiritual maturity, your spiritual maturity and experience. Am I talking too fast?
No.
Oh, I'm so excited about the things of God. Hallelujah. I bless you. Some of you, I'm just going to bless you. I don't have a word at the moment. I will get a word over you, Whitney, in Gonzales, Texas, over you, Renee, in Amarillo, Texas, over you, and Cynthia, in Wallace, Texas, over you, Diane, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Diane, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? There are many people, you're just waiting for other people to tell you what to do. Huh? But what do you want to do? What is that passion in your heart that you think about when you go to sleep at night and you think about when you wake up in the morning? What is that thing? What is that passion? And you keep waiting for somebody to tell you what to do. Hallelujah. You got to know that God is putting certain things in your heart that has consumed you. It's a consuming passion. It's a consuming fire of God. Jeremiah said, I'm not going to keep speaking like this. But he said, oh, I had to keep speaking because it was like fire shut up in my bones. And I speak to you right now, Diane, from Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's like fire shut up in your bones. You can do it and you will do it. You can do it and you will do it. You can do it and you will do it. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Heather from Paradise, California. I hear the Holy Ghost say, round them up. Teach them, train them, motivate them, and send them out into the harvest. If they come back again, repeat the process. If they come back again, there's a lot of people that go out, fall down, and no one's there to help them up. Or they go out and they come back empty-handed or discouraged. You pick them up, dust them off, teach them, train them, mentor them, and send them out again. If they come back up to seven times, you dust them off and you repeat the process up to seven times. You're a leader, producer, multiply yourself, don't hesitate. This is what you were made for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kathy from Stillwater, Oklahoma. God has been pouring into you, pouring into you. It's time to pour out. Let it out, pour it out, pour it out, let it out. In Jesus' name, there are avenues and places and dimensions for you to pour it out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. I bless you, Beverly from Oceanside, California. Steve and Beverly from Oklahoma City. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a way. There is a way. And it seems like every time you come to a certain place in your ministry, the door shuts. The door closes. Don't opt out. Don't opt out. Don't go another direction. Go through the door that God has designed for you and He has assigned to you, Stephen Beverly. Huh? Yep. Yeah, you got to go through that door. Hallelujah. And I bless you, Susan from Dallas, Texas. I bless you, May from Fort Worth, Texas. I bless you, Terry from Los Angeles, California. Bless you, Erna from Fort Worth, Texas, and Heather from Pittsburgh, California. Christina from Calhoun, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Christina, you need to lift your voice. You need to make your voice known. Why would you be silent concerning the things that God has put in your heart? Huh? Why would you be silent concerning the things that God has put in your heart? And Barry from West Columbia, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, keep the vision alive in your heart. There is a passage waiting for you with Him, and He's making up for lost time, Barry. Keep those dreams, that vision, that calling close to you. Embrace it. Talk to your dreams and vision. Have you ever done that? You girls ever done that?
Oh, yes.
Talk to your dream.
Yes.
Have a yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
have a dream.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with your dream and your vision. You pick it up from there.
Well, I was just going to say is that in our house, we just celebrated two birthdays. And in our house, when you blow out the candles to make a wish, everyone says, make a wish, but don't tell anybody. And in our house, we say, no, whatever you wish, you speak it out, because nothing comes into existence that you don't speak out, that you don't speak life to. And even if you're gonna speak death to something, then guess what's gonna happen? Then death is gonna come from that. So you better start speaking life. Those wishes, those dreams, those visions that have been set upon your heart, don't keep them for yourself. Go out, start telling the world what you're gonna do. Let them laugh at you. Let them laugh at you. I don't care. I don't care if people laugh at me. Go ahead and laugh at me, because God gave me those visions. God gave me those dreams. God gave me that unique calling upon my life, and the same thing goes for you. The same thing goes for you. He did not tell Allison Keeber to do what he told you to do. No, that job is for you to do. Go speak life to that. Who cares who thinks you're crazy? Sure, go ahead. Show them that you're crazy, because you're just crazy enough to speak it out into existence, to watch it come to life. And I think of Ezekiel, right? You can read Ezekiel or Ezekiel 37, and you can think, as he sat there and prophesied to those dry bones in that valley, how crazy that looked, how crazy that seemed, and how crazy that sight would have been to actually see those bones come together and come to life. And then God said, speak breath into those bones, speak breaths, tell the wind to move, and speak breath into those bones, speak life. And watch them get up and move. Watch the skin come together and watch them walk out. How crazy that must have been. How crazy that must have been. But that is the power of Jesus and the power that he has put inside of you. Inside of you. And I got a word for Al V, who you put your name in today. We've had over 50 names that I counted just quickly. It might be more now that have come in just now while we've been prophesying. Al V, he says, do what you love. Do what you love. There's a really awesome job that's out there and it exists for you, but it's only the one that you create. It's the job that you create. You're out there and you're looking and you have this vision of what this really awesome job is, and nothing out there is ever going to satisfy you, because the only thing that will ever satisfy you is what you create. Walk out into your calling, walk out into your gifting, and walk into the vision that you've had that's been placed in you, and go create it. God says, do something new. Do something that's never been done before. It sounds crazy. It sounds absolutely crazy, but yet at the same time, there's that peace that Ruth talked about, that when I speak these words to you, it's almost like this peace is coming over you. You've been given permission. You're given permission to go out and create. That really awesome job only exists in what you create. Go out there and create. He calls you entrepreneur. Start something new. And this word still for Dave? Who was this word for?
Barry.
Yeah. Barry, did you finish it?
No,
Barry.
Talk to your vision and your dreams.
All right, talk to your vision and your dreams. Wait, that's what we're doing, right? That's what we're doing. That's what Al's doing right now. He's going out and he's saying, yes, I've been given permission. Embrace it and talk to it. Communicate with that vision. Don't think about the difficult times and the disappointments and the failures, because here's the thing. They are going to come. They are going to come, because each one comes to teach us. We only learn by failing. It's the only way that we learn. And so we must continue to step forward. Those failures are not meant to keep us from pursuing our visions and our dreams.
Hallelujah.
Those failures are set there to help us pursue those visions and those dreams. Stop thinking that the speed bump that you're coming upon is a roadblock. It's not a roadblock. It's simply a speed bump. It's simply a speed bump. And that remember that he is in the process of taking that vessel, which contains a heart for the world, and
and remolding it and reshaping it into something that will bring a new value and a new entrance into the nations of the world. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you that Hallelujah. Territory is Hallelujah. So big that you can actually speak to us about Hallelujah. Going into nations Hallelujah. Of this world, of this
Thank
world.
You, Lord.
But God, I also want to thank you. I want to thank you that where you have placed us yeah. is exactly where you want us to be. That we can see the vision of nations, but sometimes it first starts out. Even I just hear you, God, saying that, yes, there's visions of nations, but sometimes you can't go out into nations until you fix what's inside the four walls that you are currently contained in. That is until those four walls are made sturdy, you cannot go out and preach to the nations. No, he will hold you back from doing what the calling is on your life, from walking out that calling until you focus Hallelujah. And you make sure that those four walls are yeah. strong. And so I just yeah. encourage you, Barry, to make sure that those four walls are strong, are standing strong. And Dale's word continues, says, do all that is in your heart, Barry, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Like David of old, you must encourage yourself. Oh, you must yes. speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing about your dreams and yes. visions. Yes. It will come to pass. Yes. The dawning of a new day. Yes. Listen, stop looking for outside motivation. Outside motivation is temporary. It's temporary. You have to look inside. Yes. Inside the passion. God does not yes. give you a vision without accompanying it with a passion. If it's just a mere interest, it's not from God. It's not from God. The mere interest is from this world that God's vision come with a passion where you say, I have to get this done. And I just hear God saying to Barry and to so many of you, anyone can be a starter. Anyone can be a starter, but very few are finishers. That's and Barry, right. you are a finisher.
Right.
Be a finisher.
That's
so
right.
many out there who are saying, why are my blessings not raining down? And God's saying, because you have never finished what I That's told right. you to start. Yes, you started, but you never finished.
Yeah.
Be a finisher.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that God wants to impart on you today is that as you walk it out, you can't just halfway walk it
Hallelujah.
Out. Whatever you start, you've got to finish. Whether it's small or big, be a finisher. I bless you, Barry, and I bless you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that that word is for so many
yes.
who are listening, so
yes.
many who needed to get fed
yes.
right there. And
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God, for
Hallelujah.
That your word is so Hallelujah. Powerful that you can take two people, two
yeah.
humans
That's
that
right.
are vessels, and you can speak
Ooh.
The same word to them without any communication, God, that is you. That is the power of you, Holy Spirit, that you can do that, that you can use a human as a mere vessel to speak your word, because your word, God, thank you that your word will not be held back. Your word will not be held back. And we just praise you, Jesus, for that. We praise you
Hallelujah.
That because you won,
Hallelujah.
Because you won, your word will not be held back.
Hallelujah.
And these people will be
Hallelujah.
Set free.
Hallelujah.
God, right now, there's people who are saying, God, please set me free. Please set me free. And I'm just believing right now that he's saying, you are set free. You are
yes.
set free, child.
Yes.
Just step
yes.
out. That prison cell that you've been held in, it was never locked. It was never locked. Just open up the door
yes.
and step out.
Yes.
Child, you are set free.
Yes,
you
are
set free by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
by
are.
The blood of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
You are now set free. And I praise
Hallelujah.
You, God. I praise you, God. Woo! I just feel love when
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Come on. Let's magnify the Lord. He could have breathed a shadow of a Quit waiting for a motivational speech. Somebody, quit waiting. I hear the Holy Ghost saying
yeah.
what Allison said. Quit waiting for somebody to motivate you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Quit waiting for an endorsement. The Holy Ghost has endorsed you. Hallelujah. Quit waiting. Quit waiting for that magic moment. Oh my goodness. So many people. Allison and Ruth are waiting for a magic moment.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Here it is. Here
Hallelujah.
It is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak it out, Allison.
Here it is. Here it is. You're waiting for your magic moment. Here it is. Here it is. Feel His Spirit come upon you. Feel Him come upon you.
Hallelujah.
Feel that your body tingle. Feel. I feel my body shakes. I can't contain myself from moving when the Spirit comes upon me. And God, I don't want to. I don't want to. God, I just want to feel You.
Yes.
I just want to own that. I just want to own it. I don't care how crazy it looks. I don't care how crazy it looks, God, because I am crazy for You, Jesus. And I encourage you to shout that out right now. Just say,
hallelujah.
I love You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love You, and I am crazy for You.
Hallelujah.
I am crazy for You, God. Yes, yes, I just want more of You, God.
Yeah.
And how I get more of You, God,
hallelujah.
How I get more of You is being in relationship with You, God.
Yeah.
Being in relationship
you,
with You. I praise You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I praise You,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless You, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
We bless You, Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I wish You could be here. I wish You could be here in this moment. Just feel His Spirit
hallelujah.
All around here. Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Receive the anointing. Let the anointing flow through you right now. Just lift your hands and say, Lord,
yes,
here am I.
Yes,
touch
Jesus.
Me, flow
yes.
through me, work through me. Here
yes,
I am. Yes,
yes,
me. How about me, Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Isaiah said, what about me, Lord?
Yes.
Here I am, Lord. What about me, Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I see people weeping right now.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are weeping because
yeah,
they're just feeling that. They're feeling the healing that's coming
Ooh.
Out right now. The healing, and
yes.
it's a beautiful
yes.
weep because it's a there's
yes.
a joy as the hurt comes
yes.
out as the hurt comes
yes.
out and every tear falls.
Yes.
He's collecting
yes.
those tears
Hallelujah.
And He's replacing them with
Hallelujah.
Joy. He's filling you with joy right now, and He says, "Just let it go, let it go, let
yes.
it flow.
Hallelujah.
Let the hurt come out.
yes.
Let the healing begin.
Yes.
Let the healing
yes.
rain. Healing rain. I just praise You for the healing Ooh, rain, Jesus.
Cool.
Thank You, God."
Just say, Lord, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right in the middle of the station break to tell people you're listening yes. to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right in the middle of the station break, may you be filled and refilled to overflowing.
Yes.
Yes,
Jesus, yes.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, He's opened up the passageway. The paths that have been blocked in your life, He's opening up a passage, a supernatural passage in your life. The Lord has made room for you. Did you hear that? The Lord has made room for you. The Lord.
Feel that. It's the joy of the Lord. You can't
yes.
stop laughing. It's just that belly laugh that just comes out. It's
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let Him flow.
Hallelujah. Sarah said, the Lord has made me to laugh. Has made me to laugh. Said everybody that around me can laugh with me. I
yes.
believe that God has assigned people to laugh with you.
Yes.
You've had people to agree with you, and you've had people to disagree with you. But you are, but people are gathering around you to laugh with you.
Yes. Yes.
The Lord has made me to
yes.
laugh,
yes.
so that other people will laugh with me.
Yes, yes, yes. Some of you need to laugh more. Some of you need to laugh more. The tears, they just keep falling. And God's saying, let my joy fill you. Let my joy just overflow. Let my joy just overflow. And just start laughing.
Hallelujah.
Just start laughing. The trials, the tribulations, they'll always be there. We're in this world. Right? We're in this world, but we're not of this
That's
world.
That's right. That's right.
And so the trials, the tribulations, they're going to be there. And you have a choice.
Yes.
You have a choice. You can laugh in the face of those trials and tribulations and say, you can try your
yes.
best trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But I know who my God is. I
yes.
know who my King is.
Yes.
I know who my Redeemer
yes.
is. Yes. I
Hallelujah.
Know. I know where my joy comes
Hallelujah.
From. And I laugh. I laugh at you because I will not worry.
Oh.
I will not be afraid. I will not cry over this any longer.
That's right.
No, no,
no.
Don't give it another
no.
second.
That's right.
Don't give it another
That's
second
right.
because it's just a speed bump. That's all I see is that he's like, it's just a speed bump. You don't even have to step over. You won't even trip over it. It's just a speed bump. There's no roadblock there. There's no roadblock there. Stop letting Satan tell you that you're going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
You're going in the wrong direction. He may be able to fake my voice, but he cannot mimic the peace that Jesus brings you. He never be able to mimic the peace that Jesus will reign over your life.
That is right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I didn't think I was coming here to prophesy today.
Oh, I'm so glad that y'all are with me today. Two's better than one, and the threefold cord is not quickly broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Ruth, let's all three extend our hands out to people. Two's better than one. A threefold cord. You might bring a name there. Hallelujah with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Let's save those for Thursday.
All right. Glory. Let's extend our hands out to them. We pray over you right now. You that are listening on BPN Radio and you that are watching on Facebook Live, we pray in Jesus' name right over you. We pray for you. May you be filled with joy. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you be filled with the Holy Ghost. May you do the will of God.
Yes.
May you do it. May you do it. May you do it. May you start and not stop. Hallelujah. Start and don't stop. Start and don't stop. Start and don't stop. Start and
finisher. He called you finisher. Yes.
Finish.
Yes.
Finish what you started. Don't stop now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor John in Oklahoma City, I want to pray for Pastor John. Because, Pastor John, you've always been a man ahead of your time. But every time you move forward, there's someone that says stop. There's someone that disagrees with you. There's someone trying to discourage you. There are voices that are not of God that are trying to stop you. Huh? Hallelujah. From living out your dreams long before they ever get started. There's always someone to try to stop you when you stand up and minister to your congregation. You're allowing other people's voices to be a major distraction from the dreams and the vision and the words that God has placed in your heart. You must know that sometime little is big, and big is not what we always think it is. Big is not what we always think big is.
Yes.
In your own guesstimation, you think is big. You look at other ministers and you look at other churches and you say, oh, they're doing something big. Well, it may not be as big as you think it is.
No.
Hallelujah. Quit comparing yourself with other churches and pastors. Pastor John, hallelujah. You got to know that there are churches in your area and churches around Oklahoma that don't have a pastor. The buildings, the churches have been locked. The doors have been closed. There's been padlocks on the doors. You go and reopen the church. You mend the fences. Hallelujah. And you have the time of your life. Hallelujah. I want you two ladies to pray for Pastor John and others to have the time of their life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
go
Pastor John, I heard Holy Spirit saying that he is breathing new life into you right now. He is breathing a second wind into you right now. And I just break the chains of any comparison that are on you because again, I see that there's one that you're ministering to that's going to go step out, and because of the ministry that you're going to speak into his life, the new breath that you've been given will give you the endurance to speak into their lives. And what you are doing is big. It's bigger than anything you can possibly compare to. And so that's why God's saying, no, you don't have to be held down by these chains of comparison.
That's right.
Because if you focus on what your job is, on what you've been given, on who's there, who's coming, and just the faithful that come to you. Don't forget about the faithful that are already there, the faithful that are coming. There's one. I see there's a power of one that is there, and it's going to break into the power of three. The power of one will break into the power of three, and it will go beyond any comparison. And Pastor John, right now, he is breathing new life into you, and I just hear you saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
And as you inhale it, you can feel it. You can feel that new breath. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break the chains of comparison.
Yeah. Break the chains. Chains of comparison. Yeah. Break the chains of comparison.
Break it. Break it.
Yep. Yeah, Pastor Dale just heard that too and said that's the word right there. That's for many. Many who are listening right now. You need to break the chains of comparison.
Right.
And I just hear there's again the females out there that is how he's trying to, that the enemy is trying to attack us through social media, through all of the magazines that are out there, through all of the quote unquote reality television, that we are comparing ourselves instead of focusing on who we are, who we were uniquely created to be, how beautiful, what a piece of art we are, and that we can go out and we don't need we don't need to be famous. We don't need to be have people's approval. We don't need to have people of this world cheering us on, because right now we are performing. We are for a crowd of one. We are looking to please a crowd of one. A crowd of one. Yes. But the only one that matters. And guess what? He says no more. No more being bound by the chains of comparison. Right now, if you're dealing with the chains of comparison, I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for you right now that you be broken free of those chains of comparison. I rebuke those chains of comparison, for they were never laid upon you your God. Your God does not put chains around you. He does not put chains around you. You are free. You are free. Hallelujah. And he says, here's the thing. Some of you have grown so comfortable with your chains of comparison that you're wearing them like they're jewelry. Like they're this beautiful jewelry. And you're saying, look at these lovely chains. And he says, take the chains off. Take them off. Take them off. Rip them off. They're not jewelry. They did not put these on you. And I'm choking myself, shaking my jewelry off. And I just thank you. I thank you, God, that people are being set free right now. That right now, those chains of comparison are coming off. Don't you know that you were created a beautiful? You are a masterpiece. You compare to no other out there. So stop comparing yourself. Your assignment is your assignment. Walk out in your calling. And right now, I just pray for those who don't feel like they have a vision, that they have a word, that they have a dream, that they have a purpose from God. God, that you just reveal that to them right now, and that they take away any question, that there's no question. Now, no one out there says, oh, is that from you, God? That they just know. They receive in their spirit that it is from you, God. This is why I get the microphone with attached to the headphones, because I'm all over the place. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm hot. I just feel him. Can you feel his Holy Spirit just come over you? I know you can feel it. There's somebody out there right now that you're saying, I've never felt like this before, but I receive it. I receive it. And right now, you want to fall to your knees and you want to say, Jesus Christ, you are my Lord and Savior. And I give my life to you. I give my life to you, God, that I look to please only a crown of one, only a crown of one, God, that forever from this day forward, my life will be devoted to you. Every step that I take, God, and I just praise you, Jesus. I pray for a hedge of protection to go around that person who just prayed that right then and there, a hedge of protection around them, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. And I just pray a hedge of protection that as they claim today that you are their Lord and Savior, and that they dedicated their life to you, God, that they be baptized in your Holy Spirit, and they say, the day, today is the day, August 15th, 2017, is the day that I was born again, that I was given new life, and that I became set free. I was set free, that total and absolute forgiveness. And God, I just pray. I pray for surrender. I pray for them to surrender. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God, I thank you. I thank you for the testimonies that are about to pour in, that we're just going to hear testimony after testimony of chains that were broken, of people who were saved today, people who were set free, people who were baptized in your spirit, people who received their prayer language. Thank you, God, for the testimonies that are going to come in, because we know that we expand your kingdom with testimonies. We expand your kingdom with testimonies, and we prophesy. We prophesy. prophesy so that believers will come and that believers will be made, because people are hearing words and they're saying, how do they know? How do they know? And they know because Holy Spirit falls upon us. The Holy Spirit falls upon us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I should praise you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Woo! You want to come back in here? The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. So many people just sticking with us. I see it. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave.
Hallelujah. Celebrate.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I feel like, Allison, Ruth, I feel like it was, must have been on the day of Pentecost. Peter stood up and said, these are not drunk as you suppose. See, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But yeah. This is that was spoken up of the prophet Joel. I feel overcome in the Holy Ghost. I feel lightheaded. Hallelujah.
I'm sweating. Woo!
Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, I love to feel his anointing. Oh, I love to feel his anointing. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, may you be high and lifted up.
Thank you, Jesus.
On BPN Radio and Facebook Live and Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday and Prophetic Monday and whatever we do, may you be high and lifted up. We exalt you.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes.
We exalt you.
Yes.
Thank you for speaking to us, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, I love the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. I love you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you for expansion, God. I just keep hearing that word, expansion.
Oh,
expansion,
yes,
in so many lives, but more importantly, expansion of the kingdom. Expansion of the kingdom. God, may every single one of those who are listening today go out and they speak your love and they show your love. God, I speak 1 Corinthians 13 that we really show what your love looks like, Jesus. That we're in a world of hurt. We live in a world of hurt, and we have every opportunity around us to go show your love, Jesus. And I just pray that every single ear that be listening, that today they go out and they find a stranger and they testify and they show them the love of Jesus Christ, and that they are not afraid to go out and pray for that lady that they see standing beside them in the line, that they just go out and they show your love in all sorts of ways, Jesus. I just thank you that will happen today. Thank you, God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. And Allison, I agree with that buzzword, expansion. You know, I went to several years ago, there was a revival going on in Toronto. It was called the Toronto Blessing, and people were coming from all over the world. And I went to another church and ministered in Toronto, Canada. And there was the glory of God was there, and revival was taking place. And I said to the pastor, how is this happening? He said, we took money and we sowed it into the Toronto revival in a neighboring church. We received an offering and we sowed it into the expansion. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that we here at BPN Radio, at Breakout Prayer Network, Breakout Ministries, we are expanding.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm asking you today, Ruth is going to come and give you an opportunity to sow into this ministry, because we know there's no charge for the prophetic words,
no.
But we're going to give you an opportunity to sow into Breakout Ministries and what we're doing so we can expand. And I believe that God desires for you to expand, and maybe you want to sow into our expansion. Hallelujah. Because it takes finances and everything that God has put in our heart to do. So we want to give you an opportunity to give. And Ruth, you might want to come and tell them if they want to give. And then we have a special announcement after she receives that the contributions.
Yes, it's super easy. Just go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button and just follow the steps. It's so easy. But it is just part of the blessing. So we do ask that we need partners. And so if you are in a place that you would like to be partnered with Breakout Prayer Network or Breakout Prayer Radio, we need partners. So I'm asking you to give and be a partner of bpnradio.com. And our P.O. box, I actually just, well, I got so caught up in the Holy Ghost that my whole brain just went off. And so it's,
do you need me to look it up?
Yeah, it's P.O. box 91985.
Yes.
Awesome. I knew that. P.O. box 91985, Austin, Texas. And it's 78709. So you could write a check to Breakout Ministries, and you are sowing good seed. The seed you sow at BPN Radio, this ministry is reaching the world, as you see, and we're just following what the Holy Spirit is giving the direction for us to do. But we do need partners. The reality is that partners catch more fish. So we need to keep the equipment going. We need your help. We need prayer partners. We need financial partners. We need you. And so this is your opportunity to say, yes, Lord, what do you want me to do? Yes, Lord. I keep hearing that all throughout the day.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, Allison and I have been writing down pages and pages of names. I mean, if I could express to you, I mean, we're talking pages and pages of names within this last hour, and it's jobs, and for Kelly's sister, and, you know, for moms, and for families, and more jobs, and breaking off the spirit of fear. And so we don't stop right now when this hour ends. Our prayer team takes these names, and they continue to pray for you. They don't stop. And so we need your help. So go to bpnradio.com. And click on the donate page, or you can make a check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 985. I'm going to say it backwards now. 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. God bless you. This is your day. This is your day to say yes, Lord.
See a lot of people saying yes and amen.
Yes, yes and amen. And Lord, we bless the people that are sowing into Breakout Ministries. We bless people that are partnering with us to help us give out prophetic words, to call people to pray, to speak to the nations and nations of the world. I bless the people that's helping Breakout Ministries and BPN Radio and prophetic ministry expand. I bless you right now. And I ask God to bless the seed that you are sowing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless you, hallelujah. Allison, why don't you come and tell the people about Prophetic Thursday one more time. Tell the people about Prophetic Thursday.
All right, well, I was just looking back on all those names that were written down, and like Ruth said, not a single name is going to fall to the ground. We won't let it. We will pray over your names, and it's the reason why we're expanding this ministry. It is truly just... I just feel that we are just humbled participants in God's design and his work and what he's doing. And so you can tune in again. If you didn't get a word today, just I encourage you to pray in your prayer closet. I just hear God saying that, you know, some of you, you've got a lot more prayer in you, that you're not coming to that secret quiet place, that your prayers are not full. And that God's calling you to go deeper into prayer. And so I encourage you to go deeper into prayer and, continue to come to these prophetic Thursday, prophetic Tuesday, prophetic Monday. Come here with an expectant heart. Come here expectant.
Yes.
And because that's what God wants. He wants you to come expectant.
Yes.
And share this. You know, it's so important that we share this ministry and that we don't just keep it to ourselves, right? Because I hear someone out there kind of saying, what if I share this, then they're going to get more names. And that means my name might not be spoken. And that's not what God wants to do here. He wants to deliver a word to you. He wants to speak to you. And I'm just really believing that some of you, in the time that you're praying and you're waiting for a word to be delivered to you, that you're going to receive a word from God, that you're going to hear the word that you need. And I just want to thank you from the depths of my heart for you just believing in this ministry. You know, we've got the most humble pastor I think that ever was, who, if y'all just even probably Googled this man's name to see the work that he has done for the kingdom, and that he's here praying over us and over our names, and that God's using him to deliver a word to us. Just how incredibly blessed we are. And I just want to say thank you from the bottoms of my depths of my heart. And I just thank you, God, that I get to be a part of this ministry.
Hallelujah.
And that I get to be your vessel, God, and that I get to do your work, God.
Yes.
And I just pray every single day, multiple times a day, God, that I just continue to get to, that I continue to get to, that you will allow me to, God.
Hallelujah.
And I just praise you and thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we will be coming at you Thursday live from our other studios in Austin. And I think Ruth has agreed to come and help me there. And we'll be coming at you live 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. On BPN Radio, on the TuneIn app, and again on Facebook Live on Dale Gentry's Facebook page. So
thank you.
Thank you,
Allison. I love you. Thank you, Ruth. I love you. Two's better than one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. I want to thank Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber for helping me today. And I set myself an agreement, ladies, that we will not let one name fall to the ground. We won't. You say, well, I put my name in before. We're going to go back and research every name that has been put in over the past many weeks. We're going to research every name, and we make a commitment that we will not let one word fall to the ground. We're going to use Prophetic Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central, Prophetic Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Time, and now Prophetic Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time. We are going to combine all of these names, and we're not going to let one word fall to the ground, are we?
No. And how do they leave their name for us if they're listening on the radio? We haven't said that.
On radio.
Yeah.
Well, you can just, go to Breakout prayernetwork@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com.
And then also the prayer request on Breakout. BPNradio.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can fill out a prayer request. You can put your name on my Dale Gentry page, my Dale Dumpy Gentry Facebook page. Just get your name to us. Hallelujah. Get your name to us, and we will not let one name fall to the ground. Oh, Lord, we thank you for what you've done today. Lord, there's names we've not gotten to. I've got prophetic words in my hands that I've not gotten to, but time has run out. And we
over.
Oh, for this day, but there's so many words, and this program will be replayed on BPN Radio today, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and TuneIn Radio. Download the TuneIn app and tune in BPN Radio on TuneIn Radio. It only takes a few seconds, and it's going to be repeated all day until 10 o'clock tonight on Facebook Live. So tell your friends, it's going on Facebook Live right now. Well, we're finished right now. Aliona, who is our editor, she's about to play some music. Roy Beard will be along with a word from the wall at 11:55. And Tuesday, Roy Beard will also have he'll have a prophetic ministry about what's happening in our nation at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. There's all kinds of things going on 24 hours a day. I'm going to play the outro for those of you that are listening to BPN Radio, and then we're going to have music, and then we're going to sign off here on Facebook Live. So here we go.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Okay.
Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America.
All right.
Another spiritual awakening.
Being played right now.
Remember, as America goes.
Okay. So bye-bye, everybody. So thankful to have you watching with us today on Facebook Live.
They're loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
All was lost, you came running. shadow scattering. Went through the clouds of piercing light, and then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life. You've only begun, and fear, every doubt disappears when you shine on us. We wanna see you shine, shine, shine like the stars. You are the first love to open the heart, and oh, every dream comes alive when you shine on us.
Oh, faith can move the mountains. Let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing Alleluia.
You were everything you've promised. Your faithfulness is true, and we're desperate for your presence. Oh,
and it's you. We adore singing
to heal.